Grace and peace to you, and welcome to Faith Lutheran Church. My name is Candace Wassell. I'm the pastor here at Faith. It is such a joy to have you visit with us. You are welcome, so welcome in every part of Faith's community. You are welcome to join us in person at worship on Sundays. You're welcome to visit us online. You're welcome in our mission and our fellowship, and most important, you are welcome at the Lord's table.
The 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the 11 and those with them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven, and they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Please pray with me. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Greetings. I am Pastor Amy Zitlow, and I serve as your assistant to the bishop for transformational leadership in our Central Southern Illinois Synod. And I thus bring you greetings on behalf of all the disciples who gather across our synod. I bring you greetings on behalf of our bishop, Greg Busboom. I bring you greetings on behalf of our director for evangelical mission, Deacon Jason Fisher, as well as our synod staff, Jenny, Kim, and Michael. So I have been in this role for about 6 months, right? A bit of a Holy Spirit fire hose in this role. I shepherd call process and mobility. I shepherd our first call theological for those who've been ordained for in their first 3 years. I shepherd candidacy, so those preparing for word and sacrament or word and service ministry. And I shepherd our synod authorized ministers. And you have synod authorized ministers that you've lifted up here. Michael Pritchett is one that I worked really closely with and have been incredibly blessed by. Prior to this call to our synod, our family lives in Decatur. We were there for 10 years. I served as the pastor for Holy Cross Lutheran. Prior to that time in Decatur, and I continue to live in Decatur, we lived in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And at that time, I served as chief operating officer for the Hospice of Baton Rouge. That was during Hurricane Katrina, Rita, Gustav, Ike, so I learned a lot about Lutheran disaster response and that ministry of our denomination. Prior to Baton Rouge, we lived in Southern Illinois. We lived in Centralia, and I served as associate pastor and also an intern at Our Redeemer in Marion. My husband is also a pastor. He is ordained in the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. He serves Central Christian in Decatur. And we have 3 kids. 2 are in college and 1 is in high school. So we continue to have a busy, busy family. Now, although this is my first time to ever worship at Faith, I'm actually not a stranger to O'Fallon and the area around O'Fallon. When we lived in Centralia, I served as a hospice chaplain for 4 years, and we had 2 offices. I served with the Visiting Nurses Association. We had an office in Centralia and an office in O'Fallon. You got it. So once a week, This was late 90s to early 2000s. I would drive to our office here in O'Fallon. And at the time, we had this miracle we called MapQuest. Anyone remember that? Yes. So I would drive over to the office, and it was this miracle on this, like, you know, we had a huge desktop computer we all shared, right? It's late 90s. And I would have my visits, and when I came here, it would be 25 miles sort of around O'Fallon. So I would get my list of the homes that I would be visiting, and I would type in all their addresses and then print out page after page after page of directions, which I would then be trying to drive and, like, you know, turn, okay, 30, you know, right, trying to follow in my car. But was incredibly blessed to be in homes with families and individuals, walking the sacred time at the end of life. I learned so much about how God shows up, because God was everywhere in all of those places, and the honor of being able to walk with people as they named for themselves how God was with them in that time. Now, I mention all of those map pages because I will confess, I really like to know where I'm going. Right? This week, preparing for today, now, like, we have the apps, you know, so I got my map app, I'd already put in the directions, so I knew what time I needed to leave Decatur this morning, and, like, how, like, okay, what time do I want to get there? Because I like to just imagine in my mind, okay, here's what I'm doing and where I'm going. So I love those map, like, those were holy MapQuest pages, because, right, I could map out, okay, this is how long it's going to take me. I can see my day, right, from start to finish, right, and be present in the midst of all of that. And when I don't have that, right, I have a to-do list, which I love, right? It's my best friend. And if I don't have my to-do list, or don't have my day mapped out for me, I tend to feel it physically, right? I start to, like, crunch up my forehead, right? I get the, like, little worry wrinkles. My mouth gets real dry. Right, my throat kind of feels a little tight. And then, like, my heart beats, like, when you can hear your heart beating and you think, well, that's not right. Like, I'm not supposed to hear my heart beating, right? So I know in those moments, it does not matter what I say to myself or what I think. My body is feeling anxious because I'm feeling lost, and I call it swirly. So I like to have an action that helps me sort of meet that swirliness. I call it hand hat. Take my hand. Feel free to try it. Thank you. Even now, like, I can feel my jaw sort of relax a bit. I can feel, like, that kind of pressure going down the back of my neck. Somehow I can feel the ground more firmly. If you're sitting, you probably can feel the pew behind you and underneath holding you just a little better. For those who do any kind of movement in your life, this is called a grounding practice, because it grounds us in this moment. And I love hand tap because it's also an action of blessing, right? When we place our hands on something, later on, Pastor Candace will hold the bread and the chalice. When we have the baptism, right, we'll touch the water. We will hold, right, a baptized child. And that is when we bless something, we are using our hands or using our actions and our words to acknowledge that God is already here. When we bless something, we don't bring God's presence in. We're not that powerful. I try to control God, right? Like, if I could put God on my to-do list, I totally would. God totally will not abide that. So there's nothing we can do to make God come, right? When I put the hand on my head, it's always saying, oh, hi, God. Sorry, I, like, got swirly there for a bit and forgot that you were with me and really grounding me. Hi, glad you're here, right? Same thing that we do in worship. Just grounding ourselves in that blessing and God's promise to be with us always. As I read our text for today, our text bookend, the end of Acts, or the end of Luke's gospel into the beginning of Acts, if I'd been the disciples, I would have been hand-hatting it all over, right? I'm like, hey guys, what's happening? Right, because throughout their time with Jesus, they have all kinds of maps, right? In the 3 years that they travel with Jesus, right, they talk to Jesus all the time. They're like, okay, we see where you're going, Messiah. Like, we got it. Like, we're going to be at your right. We're going to be at your left. Like, we're going to rule the world. Like, we see the map. And Jesus is like, hey, friends, pause. Here's the map, right? I am God's presence in the world. I'm going to Jerusalem. I'm going to suffer. I'm going to die. I'm going to be buried. And then I'm going to rise again. We even heard it in our scriptures. He keeps reminding them. This was God's map all along, that Christ's presence would come in and conquer sin and death on our behalf for all people. And this is the map. Jesus says it 3 times during life. And every time, what did the disciples say? Rerouting. Siri, that's weird. That we don't want to go there. Like, I'm going to put in my own address of where we're going. And Jesus is like, all right, I'll tell you again. Like, here are the coordinates. Here's where we're going. So eventually it does happen, right? And the disciples think, he wasn't kidding. Like, that's actually where the map was going, right? But then they're like, where are we? Like, so then what's our map, right? Complete freak out. Some, you know, lock themselves in a house. Some walk to Emmaus. Some are just jump in a boat and go fishing, right? They're lost. Totally swirly. Jesus comes back and says, peace, peace. Remember I told you, like, this is a sign that God is always with you, right? God is here with you. He stays 40 days with them. Opens up scriptures, like, maps out. See, friends, this is where God in Christ has always been, and this is why it led here, and what the Holy Spirit is doing. Kingdom of God is coming, and already, like, I can sense in the disciples, they're like, okay, like, we got it. We see the new map. We're with you. Jesus is now here. We're walking with Jesus. He's gonna be here. Like, they're totally comfortable. It's our new map. Our Christ candle is unlit. Because Jesus ascended. The disciples are looking up thinking, are you kidding me, Jesus? Like, that was not in the map, right? You were supposed to stay here and chill with us now as the resurrected Christ, and now you're gone. How is that our map? How are we supposed to follow that map? Here's the good news. Christ says, it's not your map. That's always Christ's map, right? And Christ's map never changes. Right? It's a map of unconditional love, and only God has unconditional love. It's why we come to worship, to hear that good news, because we can get swirly during the week and we need to come back and remember, oh wait, we're grounded in God's unconditional gift of love, right? That grounds us here. That's always the map. Christ is like, I am always coming to you, whether it's 2,000 years ago to those disciples or 2,000 years later in O'Fallon. Right? That is always the map of Christ. Finding us, claiming us, overcoming our sin and death to ground us in love. And when we come to worship, we try to do that in so many ways, through song, through the word, through the water and the promise of God's name on us that claims us as family, through the bread and wine and juice, when we actually taste and see that God is truly in, under, and through us, as a free gift of God's unconditional love. So that's Christ's map for us. And then Christ says, I send you the Holy Spirit so that you can be loved. You have your own map. Your own map that is powered by the Holy Spirit to go channel God's unconditional love out into the world in a lot of conditional ways. The words we say, the things we do, our vocations, our families, our friends, our world, our worship, our life together. Christ says, that's your map. And God rejoices to see how we translate that God's unconditional love out into all of our conditional, right? What it looked like 20 years ago when I was here in O'Fallon, what it'll look 20 years from now, what it looks like now in our lives. So on this Ascension Day, we hear and claim again the good news that we are beloved to be love. Please pray with me. Gracious God, fill us again with your good news of grace and mercy and love that grounds us, your never-ending, unconditional map that always leads to us and then sends us on our maps. Guide our steps to channel your love out into our world and to all those that we encounter this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The most valuable message we have to share at Faith is the promise we have in Jesus. We come together every Sunday to share this good news in the reading of Scripture and sharing of Holy Communion. It is these two acts of worship that we learn of the forgiveness, peace, and joy that Jesus has won for us on the cross. These gifts also belong to you, and we hope you will feel welcome to receive them. After we've shared worship together, we trust that we are ready to be sent out into the world to serve our neighbor, and you're welcome to join us in that great work as well. There are so many opportunities at Faith to be the hands and feet of Jesus in the world. It's what we feel called to do. It's what we're passionate about. Above all, I want to encourage you in your faith. No matter where you're at in your journey with Christ, you are welcome to visit Faith as often as you are able. But whatever you do, keep searching. There is a church family set aside just for you, and I trust the Holy Spirit will place you right where you need to be.